himself, and he's not going to get very far anywhere at all. He gets out to the 28-yard line. They're going to be generous and give him a one-yard gain. And brought down by Lamar Jordan III, that interior linebacker for MCC.
And again, you're going to take the ball away from Devin Lemanski, run up the middle. You're going to have to find number 11, Lamar Jordan. He's in on his third tackle already for the Crusaders early in the middle of this first quarter.
Second and nine now for the Pirates. Two wide each way. Devin Lemanski is to the left of Josh Schalke in the shotgun. It's a handoff to Lemanski through the middle. He gets out to about the 29-yard line. They're going to say forward progress is out to the 30. They're going to give him 2 yards. Sets up a third and seven now. Again, brought down by number 11, Lamar Jordan III.
Yeah, I like the play call there. Two receivers each way. You finally give the ball to Lemanski. You're going to have to, you know, show that some of these guys can handle the rock and hope that they can catch him off guard. Lemanski powers his way for 2 yards. That Crusader defense is tough up the middle.
Third and seven now for the Pirates. Right to left across your radio. Shelkey's going to keep it, and he gets stuck behind his lineman there, and he gets nowhere beyond the line of scrimmage for no gain. And Lamar Jordan III again with the stop, and it brings up a fourth and seven, and Harvey's going to have to punt this one away.
Definitely a punting situation. They spread everybody out and try to run a design quarterback run. Definitely not going to work as they have only attempted one pass, even though they've run two passes. They really haven't passed it that much, even though they've showed it. Schalke has ran it from that formation more often, so the Crusaders not fooled.
Mitch Hearn stands his 15-yard line away in the punt. Good snap, and it's actually partially tipped, and it bounces at 38. It's going to take a Harbor Beach bounce all the way out to the 44-yard line. Not exactly what Harbor Beach was looking for to get rid of this one. And with a minute 33 left here in the first quarter, MCC has the ball inside Harbor Beach territory.
Yeah, they certainly do. They brought everybody on the line of scrimmage. They had the a block formation set. They had the offensive Harbor Beach outnumbered, and Mitch Hearn couldn't quite get that off quick enough. Fortunate that punt actually went forward and got a little something out of it, because they had great penetration, the Crusaders did.
First and 10 for the Crusaders, left right across the radio, minute 33 before the end of the first quarter. MCC leads 7-0 over Harbor Beach. Martinez still in the back of the backup quarter, hands it off to
Tommy Scott.
Tommy Scott, he drags his defenders all the way across to the 35-yard line, out to the 34-yard line. Finally brought down by Josh Schalke after about a 10-yard gain. And it's going to be a new set of downs, first and 10.
Well, in that case, Harbor Beach had him after about 5 yards, but he drags a couple defenders for the other five. Shelkey's got to come and clean up the mess and make the tackle. So far, Crusaders having a lot of luck running, especially on the right side of their line right now.
First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 34-yard line. Stacking the left side with wings and flankers, and Martinez hands it out to Tommy Scott, and Harbor Beach sniffs this one out. And Devin Lemanski started the tackle, and Adam Swartz finished it right at the original line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line. Actually going to give him a yard gain somehow in that. It's going to be a 2nd and 9 now for the Crusaders at the Harbor Beach 33, 7-0 MCC.
So far, the only answer for Tommy Scott has been Devin Lemanski. He's made a couple plays on him, almost like he's keying on him. It's his job to follow Tommy Scott around. But again, he's the only one that's made some penetration into the backfield and hit Tommy Scott at the line of scrimmage or behind it.
Split backs in the backfield, favoring to the left. Martinez under center, and they hand it off to number 35, and Harvey swarms to the ball. It's going to be only a gain of a yard. Logan Helton with the carry there, and Austin Ginther makes sure he only gets that yard out to the 32. It sets up a third down, now 3 or 7 to go.
Good job by the white jerseys of Harbor Beach to swarm the football, not fooled. Again, Tommy Scott, the decoy on that play. Austin Ginther holding his presence in the middle, makes the initial hit, and Dalton Oakey in there to help finish him up. So good defensive tackling there by Harbor Beach, and I don't think they're going to have enough time to get a playoff, Clark.
Yeah, there's actually going to be a 3rd and 8 here as the scoreboard shows zeros, and Harbor Beach gets a look at the formation here of MCC's offense, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. It's MCC 7, Harbor Reach nothing in the state semifinals. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
On to the second quarter now. MCC facing a third and eight at the Harbor Beach 32-yard line. Center receiver wide to the right. That's number 20, Latami Scott. He's a sophomore, Latami Scott. Everyone else in the backfield looking back to pass. Downfield they go, and this one is going to be falls incomplete at the 12-yard line. This is a bit underthrown. Austin Seltz was in coverage against Latami Scott, and it's going to be a fourth and eight now for MCC at Harbor Beach's 32-yard line. We'll see what they do here, and it looks like they're bringing out the punt team.
Yeah, fairly ugly pass. Looked like a wounded duck. That thing fluttered out there, didn't make it anywhere near the intended receiver. And to be honest with you, if Austin Seltz was turning and facing the football, he had a chance, a better opportunity to make a catch there. But anyways, good coverage on the play. Harbor Beach on third down does what it needs to do now, fourth and eight. We'll see what the Crusaders do, backup quarterback and all. Wouldn't be surprised for a punt, but you better watch out for the fake punt, Clark.
Christian Martinez, they're actually going to be going for it here, and we have a timeout called by MCC to discuss things on a fourth and eight with 11:56 left here in the second quarter. MCC facing a fourth down. They lead 7-0 over Harbor Beach.
Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
MCC facing a fourth and eight from the Harbor Beach 32-yard line. Martinez coming out in the spread formation, the shotgun. Tommy Scott to his left, two wide each way. They're looking back to pass. Downfield. Down the field to go, and this one's way overthrown, but somehow comes into the arms, and this one falls incomplete. There was a scrum for it. Austin, Josh Shelke was in on it, and he was trying to wrestle away from number nine, Zach Houston. And this one falls incomplete right down at the end zone line. It looked overthrown, but it went, caught the wind and came back. And it's a turnover of downs, the second of the day for MCC, and the Harbor Beach defense coming through again.
Much better pass there by Martinez. It actually was pretty good. Austin Seltz trying to make the interception. Him and nine both wrestle that sack. Houston wrestled with the football to the ground. The ground eventually, the ball pops loose. But it worked out for Harbor Beach, but if Austin Seltz just got to knock that ball down, remember it's fourth down. So good stop there by Harbor Beach defense.
Josh Shelke back to pass, rolling to his right. In coverage, has to fake, pump fake. Now he scrambles. He breaks free of two tackles. Across the 30, down to the 35, and lunges out to the 36-yard line. That's one way to get 4 yards.
That's
for Josh Shelke.
4 yards we've seen in a long time.
And it's bring up a second down and six to go for the Pirates at their own 36-yard line.
Well, Harbor Beach with a spread formation, no running backs in the backfield, five receivers, and none of these receivers so far, Clark, have been able to get any separation at all. So Shelke just doing his best to maintain some extra time there in the pocket. A pump fake got two Crusader defenders to leave their feet, and that allowed Shelke to get upfield and get a couple yards out of nothing.
Second and six, three wide to the left, and it's a Josh Shelke keeper coming around the right end. He breaks free to tackle. He has the first down across the 40 all the way out to the 44-yard line. And he needed six. He got eight instead. Move the chains for the Pirates. Left to right across the radio.
Yeah, and a good play there. Good read by quarterback Shelke. Puts the ball in Lemanski's lap. A defender jumps the route. He pulls it back, keeps himself in that read option, and turns it upfield. Not too many better than Josh Shelke to make people miss. Even though he stands 6'3", he's still